Just to update you on the injury report, DJ Williams went out with an elbow sprain. Broderick Bunkley had a knee sprain. And that was it on our injuries.
They look serious, you know, with DJ?
I don't think, we'll be day to day. I'll update you tomorrow. I think, I think it's an elbow sprain.
The story, especially the first half, was the pressure you got from Miller in Doomerville. That's kind of how you drew it up when you drafted him in April and kind of thought that it might look, you hoped it would look something like that?
I think, we've shown some promise. We still have a long way to go. This is still preseason. This was our most extended play in the preseason. I've been pleased with the progress we've made on defense. Obviously we thought a lot of Von Miller to draft him in that spot, and getting Elvis back is huge, both in the locker room as well as on the field. So they're a pretty good little tandem.
Why do you think your offense struggled at the start?
Well, that team practices too. This is pro football and it is the NFL, and we're not going to go up and down the field every week, and that's why it's a team game. So I think we did struggle. Some of it was self-inflicted. Some of it was inflicted by the Seattle Seahawks. So, but I thought we regrouped, we fought back, and I think made some adjustments at halftime, which is critical in the game three of the preseason. And I thought we had a nice drive there to start the third quarter.
Any concern about your special teams at this point?
I was concerned on that one play, it'll be something we can look at, they can learn from. It's one of the disadvantages of the new rule is you don't really get a chance to see very many kick returns. And that was a self-inflicted wound too, because we were offsides the play before that actually gave them an opportunity to even bring it out. So it'll be something we learn from. I'm glad it happened in the preseason and not the regular season. We're taking a look at everybody. Part of this is to evaluate the best 53 guys for your roster. And, I think, he finished on our team a year ago. Thought he showed promise. He's had a good preseason. So, we'll see in the evaluation process, as we move forward.
Off the top, how about Tebow? What did you think of him?
Without watching the tape, Mike, I think, he moved the team, albeit not always pretty. I think, he finds ways, and, he was able to get us in field goal range to kick the winning field goal. So all that's good.
Thought Prater had a shot just before the half there.
Yeah, he didn't really hit it as well as he had earlier. I think he'd like to have that one back, because those opportunities don't come along very often. But he made a long field goal. I think, that'll be a big advantage. I've said all along, this might be the best home field advantage, in the National Football League, both for the altitude and the altitude.